The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm just a Jersey boy, born and raised in the Garden State. You take the turnpike to the parkway, west on 78. People ask,
you're from Jersey?
Well, I tell them it's the only place to be. I don't care that no one gets it when they ask me,
what exit?
New Jersey's home to me. Well, I drive the official car of Jersey, long and shiny black. Gold trim Landau roof, it's a big black Cadillac. My music is Sinatra, Bon Jovi and Springsteen. And everybody knows that the Sopranos were only make-believe. I'm just a Jersey boy, born and raised in the Garden State. You take the turn back to the parkway, west on 78. People ask,
you're from Jersey?
Well, I tell them it's the only place to be. I don't care that no one gets it when they ask me,
what exit?
New Jersey's home to me. Home.
Oh, I'm just rehearsing all my stuff I'm doing on the road. So I got my ovation.
Welcome.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I have this ovation guitar that I'm playing right now as I speak. That's got to be from 1980 something. And I remember, I'm embarrassed to say how old I am, but it was my 30th birthday, and I'll never forget, I went to, not Sam, Manny's, it was Manny's on like 48th Street, I think, in Manhattan, and I bought, said, I'm 30 years old, and I went with Joey and Joey's mom, Nancy, and I said, well, I'm gonna go get myself a couple presents, because I just turned 30, you know, so old, right? So I went, and I got a Tama drum set, which I still have, actually, by the way, and then I saw an Ovation guitar, and I still have the exact guitar, and I play, and it's got this unique sound, this unique shape, if you remember what an Ovation guitar is. So I bought it, and I still keep it with me now. But now I want to get new stuff, guys. I want to get like new amps, but I spent all my money buying Mikey all the Marshall amps and all the Fender guitars, you know. So I'm
maybe he can lend
guitar.
It to you.
He does. He goes, Joey goes, Dad, you want an amp? You want to borrow an amp? I go, well, I would like it. Like on Saturday night, I'm gonna bring my Gibson that Luigi Moneta got me from the Gibson showroom, which was great. This is 335. It's the Lucille, the one BB King played. Al, you know that big one,
oh,
that
sure.
Gibson that I play. I love that. So I'm ready to play it Saturday night at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. We do our big event at the Hilton. And now I got this tiny little amp, the Fender amp that I bought.
Fisher Price amp?
Yeah, exactly.
Borrowed it from Charlie?
don't you do that. Am I right or wrong? I learned from my mother. Before you do get anything for yourself, it's an Italian rule, right. You give it to your children first. You give it to your children. So maybe Frank could point out to borrow the Marshall, you know, for my son. You know,
hey, Mike, can I borrow that amp that I bought for you? Do you think maybe you could give it to your dad for a second, right?
I'm going to ask Mikey to follow me on social media.
No. I got to tell you, we joke about Twitter. Right. Twitter, as I say, you know what? No young person is on Twitter. Nobody's on Twitter. Twitter has a lifespan.
What do you mean, what do you define young? I mean, 21 and over, I think is fairly young.
I don't. Allie's 20. She's not on Twitter. Michael, all the teenagers, they're not. They're doing Snapchat. And there's another app, some kind of app, a WhatsApp, I think they're on. But these kids today,
TikTok or whatever it is that Matt Lauer was on and then got off.
Oh my gosh! But the point is, they're not on Twitter, so I think it's got a lifespan. So those of you who are frustrated with Twitter and think that it's too mean, it will go away shortly. Within 10 years, I think it's gone.
Oh, but, if it goes away, great. Then you won't have to worry about muting you anymore.
I
wouldn't
worry about following Al. What's my cohesive strategy there, do you think, Frank? What would that be? holograms. Al won't follow me on the new hologram app, you know? I'll be like, no.
I'm telling you, at 10:01, I'm going to send pictures of me drinking beer right to your account.
That's great.
That's it.
Oh, man. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Speaking of all that's going on, and we've been talking about everything, Sal Valentin Eddie, the voice, Sal the Voice is going to join us. Talking about Matt Lauer, I hate to start that, and it's a little later. It's 9 o'clock. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05, but I didn't want to even address it. However, since you mentioned it, Al, I don't know what to believe anymore. I mean, anybody can say anything, and this is my problem with anybody saying anything and accusing people of things. Until you're convicted in a court of law, convicted, not just indicted you say, well, I alleged, he said, none of it should be out in the news. Should not be able to write a book, and correct me if I'm wrong, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to please call, because this, unless Matt Lauer, this girl writes a book and says, Matt did this, Matt did that, Matt did, and I'm not sticking up for anybody here. I'm just confused in this new culture. How do you make these accusations and they're not backed up in a court of law? The guy, you're out there getting assaulted and you don't have any defense. You know what I'm saying?
But he admitted yesterday that he had an affair with this woman. He claims it was consensual.
Rape,
right. She's claiming otherwise.
Why didn't she go to the police? Why didn't she go to the police?
Well, instead, what did she do? She continued to date Matt Lauer consensually for months. This is absurd. It's absurd. It's incredible.
I would argue the other point of it. I think if this woman did say no to him the first time, no means no. No matter what situation it is, no means no.
Trust me, as a father of three daughters, I'm going through this now. Right. I don't want to see any guys. I say, you don't need guys. You do not need men. And I have to tell my young gals, my daughters, I have to say, young guys are really doofuses. They really are. And I was one of them, by the way. You get jealous. You get possessive. You think it's more your ego, your testosterone. I said, I feel bad. It's why they go out with older men. Right? The point is, though, you should not in this country, whether it's politics, whether it's an affair, whatever it is, nothing should be out there unless it's like you're convicted and it's proven. If this girl should not be able to write a book and say the things she said, I'm sorry, unless it's proven. That's just not
fair,
Frankie.
First of all, I agree with you 100%, but she didn't, the only thing that was inaccurate is she didn't write the book. She's quoted in the new Ronan Farrow book. But I totally understand if someone's convicted of a sexual assault, absolutely, they should be pilloried, publicly shamed, tarred and feathered. I'm all for it. Now, it's certainly newsworthy, even maybe if someone is charged with a crime like rape, as was the case with Mike Tyson and for a time the Duke lacrosse team and for a time Kobe Bryant. It maybe even is newsworthy if someone is suing in a civil suit for a rape that the statute of limitations didn't apply to. We heard a lot about that with Harvey Weinstein and other things like that. But this is no arrest, no lawsuit. The only thing, and this is on the front page of the newspaper, only because this woman spoke to a journalist. So is that all it takes to damage someone's reputation, is that you just to accuse them in the press?
Yes.
And because then who is safe? You could say anything about anybody, and as long as you find a reporter that's willing to print it, and chances are, if you're the more high profile you are, the more likely it is that a reporter will print your accusation. You don't have to produce any evidence, and even if you do something like don't go to the police, which this woman didn't do, even if you do something like continually see this person and continue to date them and continue to have consensual sexual relationships with them afterwards, I don't understand how anybody can take this claim seriously. This defies comprehension.
Yeah, no, and then I remember I sat next to Matt Lauer.
I'm not defending Matt Lauer. I mean, shame on him for cheating on his wife.
Yeah, exactly, because you know what? I told you this before, and again, not to say anything, but to break confidences, but I was talking about my problems, you know, how my dating, my relationship problems, how it never works out, and I said, Matt, I just don't understand. He was silent, quiet. I looked at him like, usually somebody will say something, so apparently he was going through stuff, but the fact of the matter is, whether you're the president of the United States, whether you hosted the Today Show, whether you're just a sailor,
lieutenant governor of Virginia,
you don't know until it's proven, and that's what and do you know what the political machines on both sides, on the Republican and Democratic side, the hatchet jobs that take down other candidates, they live off of this, Frankie. They live off of it.
I can't tell you how sad I find this whole thing. Honestly, it's really. I mean, look, the thing I like about the Me Too movement is that it caused a lot of people that were really hurting people to be exposed and lose their job and in some cases go to prison. But I think the fact that in this era you can now accuse anybody of anything and have it be on the front page without any burden of proof, I find it so incredibly sad. I find it unjust. To me, it goes against the grain of everything America is about. And you know what? There's a lot of women right now, every day, that still get sexually harassed and sexually assaulted by people that aren't famous. And they don't have the luxury of shaming their accuser on the front page of the newspaper. And
bingo.
If you take a cocktail waitress or a bartender or somebody that works in an office that needs that job and they are subject to constant sexual harassment or sexual misconduct and they don't have the luxury of having their accuser be someone famous, those are the women that I really admire. The kind of woman that smacks a guy in the face, even though it might cost her a tip at a bar that she's working on. The kind of women that work for an abusive bar manager. But I have very, very little respect. You know, if you're sexually assaulted, I know it's difficult, and I know different women and men, for that matter, react in different ways. But once you don't go to the police, the credibility of this rape claim to me immediately diminishes. I have such a tough time taking these claims seriously if you don't go to the police.
And once they make a salacious like they do in the news media, it hurts those gals that you just talked about, Frankie, the people working every single day. It just hurts them in the long run because no one's going to believe it. No one's going to believe it. And they just take it like in a divorce court. Lord knows I know enough about that. They use all those laws that are put in place to help out the stressed communities and people who really need help. Well, the judges allow people, these lawyers, to come in and to abuse those laws that are on the book. Everybody's got to stop. And unless there's got to be something in this country that where you just, unless you're convicted and it's hands down, you can't, because now they're killing, they're ruining careers and lives on rumors and on hearsay. And I don't know how they allow it. And it's happening in politics worse than anywhere else. Anyway, 877-970-2999. You're more than welcome to join in the soiree here and just kind of weigh in at 877-970-2999. The big news of the day, but we're going to go to traffic and then we're going to check out Sal the Voice Valentinetti. But Frankie Five Boroughs, the president pulling out of the northern Syria. And by the way, the president of the Ukraine has said, and this was breaking all morning long. I don't want to forget to say this, but the president of the Ukraine said that President Trump did not in any way try to blackmail him by mentioning Joe Biden. The president of the Ukraine is saying that. So that Ukraine witch hunt. And trust me, this is all going to go away. All of it's going to go away, including the quote-unquote impeachment. It's all going to go away. The president wins. He's going to win. What bothers me, along the lines of what we're talking about, there's something else in the pipeline of the DNC. They have got it now. They're developing it now. They're going to roll it out, and they're going to roll it out as soon as the Ukraine goes away. And trust me, it will. The president will win about this Ukraine fiasco. They got something else after that. And then it's like people, the problem is they figure they're going to keep brainwashing the people by putting this falsehood out. And that's another thing, not only in sex allegations, but in political allegations. You just can't say things about somebody and then just have it, if it's not proven like they do in politics, and then they put it out there. And like we were talking about earlier in the first hour, I believe we were talking about it, where it becomes part of the narrative and people start to believe it. That's the danger. That's why we are on the radio, to make sense, to make be common sense, to be grounded as we can, and to be really as objective as we can. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio and a Sal the Voice. We're going to be looking for Sal the Voice and your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. Balance and Nature phone lines. Debbie working diligently every single morning just for you out there. I don't know. I watch when you do the traffic. I don't know how you keep track of it all, but God, you do it better than anybody, Debbie.
You you just read the maps and you read the notes and you put it all together. That's all.
I don't know.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're still seeing delays of 15 to 20 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Watch for volume at the Edcoge 59th Street Bridge upper level into town. FDR Drive southbound slowing down through the 60s. And it's still kind of busy on the Grand Central Parkway West getting into the RFK Bridge. RFK Bridge heavy city bound. It's solid on the Cross Bronx westbound getting out toward the George Washington Bridge. Watch for some extra heavy traffic there. We're still seeing delays inbound at the GWB of about 20 minutes. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's 35, and the Holland Tunnel, about 25 as well. Let's see what's happening as you head to 22. 22 West at Freeling Heisen Ave over in Newark. It looks like an accident there. 28 West at Centennial Avenue in Cranford. It's an accident. Delays by the Garden State Parkway. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic southbound Thruway right at the Tappan Zee Bridge. 287 eastbound. You're slowing down through Exit 5, getting right out toward White Plains. Uptown N and Q trains delays with a stalled train. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 60s. Chance of showers later as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains the lies coming from the swamp.
Adam Schiff made a public statement that he had no previous contact or a staff with the whistleblower in this case, right? No previous contact. Completely false. A completely false statement from Adam Schiff. His team had already spoken to that whistleblower over a month before.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Now, I know full well if you are in any kind of pain, maybe back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, you've got some options. You've got Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop on body parts that hurt or do that a few times a day. You could also use those over-the-counter drugs, even prescriptions. We know about them. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day? I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. That's why they created the 3-week quick start, to make it easy and as inexpensive as possible for you to get out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I've joined them. And they've been a consistent sponsor of this show for the entire time I've been here on Salem, which is about 4 years. In radio, sponsors come, go. They may stay for a year. Sounds like they're doing great. Then, boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year after year. Order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You heard me talk about Michael's of Brooklyn and their Iron Chef-style Columbus Day cook-off on October 13th. We've narrowed down the contestants to a final few, and we would like to invite you to be a spectator. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. I'll be one of the panel judges along with the Michael's of Brooklyn family. If you'd like to attend the cook-off and eat some great food, book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn. See you there.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. I'm going to give you the 9:30. It's 9:24 right now. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Come on. You know you got to try this, right? Route 22 Toyota, that free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, 855-621-9949 at that beautiful state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You know, Alex Kinsella is the general manager there. He's the gentleman that I always tell you about who can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. They're taking the same smart approach that has been so successful in selling cars into the service bay, you know, because you don't worry, you go to Route 22 Toyota, you do not have to deal with dummies, no back and forth, no shenanigans. So here, yeah, this is what Alex wants you to do. First five callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. With that showroom is brand spanking new, by the way. There's a new customer lounge. You're going to love it at Route 22 Toyota. Now, if you call too, and all European models are excluded, please, but if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and you get a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or you can start here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, here's Sal right here. Here's Sal. Here we go. Sal the Voice, Valentinetti, with Piscopo in the morning, baby. Oh, good way to start your day, mama.
Someday, when I'm awfully lone, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way tonight.
Sal the Voice, Valentinetti, superstar crooner, recording artist. Hey, Sal, and he called in. Sal, welcome to the show, man. We've been trying to get you on forever. Welcome to the Piscopo Show, my friend.
Jersey Joe Piscopo, it is an honor. It really is. I said it when I met you, and I'll say it again. It really is an honor.
You are one of my favorite people, man. We had such a good time in Atlantic City. With a shout out to our buddy Dave Damiani, you crushed it when you did Mac the Knife with that huge. It was like a 20-piece orchestra. You just brought the house down, Sal. You got to tell us now. You're from Brooklyn originally, right?
Yeah. Well, my family, my father is from Bensonhurst, my mother's from Greenpoint, and I grew up on Long Island. So I'm Brooklyn by injection.
Yeah, and now, how did you? And you're so young, my friend. How old were you, first of all, when you The Voice? You went on The Voice. How old were you when you first hit national television?
When I was on America's Got Talent, I was 20 years old when it started, when it first aired, and I turned 21 on the show. Everyone in the Dolby Theater where they have the Oscars saying happy birthday to me. It was such an incredible experience. But it was kind of weird because I was so young, having all this kind of happen overnight. First of all, I had no idea how to deal with it. I had no idea what I was doing. And second of all, someone like you, you're seasoned in performance art. You know, I'm a big fan of your movies. Wise Guy is one of my favorite. But you're such a gifted performer, and I kind of had to develop that on the fly. So it was a very interesting experience, but America's Got Talent kind of springboarded. It didn't kind of. It definitely springboarded this whole career into what it is now. And now I get to travel the world, and I get to meet – I get to talk to Joe Piscopo. Like, you have no idea. Like, I used to watch you and Eddie Murphy on SNL. I would watch the old tapes. Like, back watching, like, SNL 40 and everything, and see, it got me so excited. Like, now I get to do this. This is like, it's like, pinch me, you know?
I love that you're so fresh and you appreciate it, man. But how did you get discovered? And how did you figure out you could sing? And then so you were indoctrinated, I guess, with the family, with being an Italian guy in New York. It was all Frank Sinatra all the time, I'm thinking, right?
Oh, my God. Take your pick. Sinatra, Jerry Bale, Vic Damone. How about Jimmy Roselli? Like,
no,
nobody knows who Jimmy Roselli is. I go to L.A., I start singing Little Pal, and they look at me funny. They're like, oh, did you write that? You're some sort of mafia guy, right? I'm like, no, the mafia doesn't exist. But thank you very much for trying. Thanks for playing. I grew up in an Italian household. And my grandmother and I, when I was very, very young, like 3 or 4 years old, she introduced me to this music. And those were the happiest days of my life. And when she passed away, you know, that music kind of brought me back to those moments, as it does for a lot of people. And I really felt a connection to it, a very deep connection to it. And not only that, you know, the music itself was so much fun. You know, it's feel-good music. Everything is, you know, like you were, I just now on hold, I was listening to Ring-a-Ding-Ding. And like, that's such a fun tune. Like, that's such a good time.
Yeah,
And I started singing it in the shower. And I played the baritone horn. For your listeners who don't know what that is, it's a trombone and a tuba had an ugly kid, right? So I was in a baritone horn lesson, and I wanted to play this song, Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin. Only I didn't know the name of it. So he's like, oh, how does it go? And I said, oh, the shark bait has such deep gear. And he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, have you ever been tested? Have you ever had your, because that's the song changes keys several times. Us, you know, me and you, Joe, in the business, we call that a modulation.
Modulation, baby.
Five times. Yeah, and here I am, this 15-year-old kid, never had a vocal lesson before, and I'm staying on key the whole time, which is funny because I barely can do that anymore. But he goes, the guy, the music teacher said, have you ever been tested for pitch? And I said, I really don't want to disappoint you. I'm terrible at baseball. And he said, no, no, no. And he starts playing notes on the piano. And then he tells my mother. He goes up to my mother and says, hey, you know, you should get Sal singing lessons. And, you know, my mother got her Brooklyn up, and she's like, yeah, okay, how much are singing lessons? Right. Yeah, my son can sing, and my daughter can juggle. Get the hell out of my house. You know, my mother's tone deaf. My father doesn't have a musical bone in his body. So this really, when people say, where'd you learn how to do this? I tell them, I learned how to do this off of Sinatra swinging sessions or Jimmy Roselli's When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New. That's why I learned how to do this. You know?
God, oh my, so, yeah, but and, you know what's great? When your family is out, when we were playing down there at the ocean, man, all of your family came out to support you. And when you introduced me, it was like a wedding. I love that support, that Italian feel. That was beautiful, man. I love. And you stay close to your family every single day, Sal.
Yeah, you know what it is? I go back every holiday and I tell them stories about all the cool people I met, and they don't believe me. So now I bring them.
But didn't you know what's interesting? I gotta talk to you about you went in, you started going into real estate and started doing business, and you really, really appreciate this. And I know how much you're working out there, but you really have a stayed so grounded, which I gotta tell you, man, I've been in the business. You're right, I've been in the business a long time, I've seen everything, and you're one of the most fun people, most grounded people, one of the most talented people I've ever met, Sal Valentinetti. And I love it, and I love your family. You know
like
what I'm saying?
You. Much like you, Jersey Joe, I love what I do. I do it because I absolutely love it.
And I know your family. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm
I said your family. I know. I know your. I I know your family listens, and I appreciate that so very much. They listen, you know, to the radio. We appreciate it, man, huh?
They're all listening right now. Yeah. I got to say hello to my Aunt Marianne, my godmother. You met her. I got to say hello to my Aunt Dory and Uncle Frank. They're listening in Brooklyn, my father. You know, they listen to tell me what I forgot to say. So I'll certainly hear it later. You actually inspired me to start learning some instruments. You know, I lose so much street cred with, like, the real musicians. Like, the real, you know, these, especially, like, these L.A. jazz cats. They're like, you know, oh, yeah, you don't listen to so-and-so. And I said, well, you know, I really don't know instruments that well. And here, Joe Piscopo, we're doing a show in Tampa, Florida. I tell everyone this. The one you brought your son to.
Yeah, Mikey, yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, your son's playing guitar, you're playing the drums, and I'm like, boy, oh boy, this guy has so much talent. Like, it's just incredible. And I feel like there's something to be tapped into. You know, staying grounded is important because you can't lose who you are. You know, I went on America's Got Talent, and I told the producers, I said, if you want to change me, if you want to tell me what to say and what to do, do us both a favor, and I'll go home. I'm here to be me. You know, that Sammy Davis Jr. song, I Gotta Be Me.
Yeah, I Gotta Be Me. Sal, so you're backstage at national television. I don't know what's harder, too. I think we chatted about this, too, when we were down in Atlantic City. I don't know what's harder, going through, like, I had to go to the clubs, you know, and you had to kind of try everything out through the clubs. Sometimes I think it's harder, but you and Haley, that very talented Haley Reinhardt, our pal, went through. You know, when you hit national television, you're in front of 20 million people, brother. 20 million people. So,
yeah.
And yet it. Huh? So your feelings before you stepped on stage, knowing your family was watching, knowing you were before tens of millions of people on national TV, Sal, what were you feeling, man?
I don't know if I was – so I had all my aunts there, my Aunt Marianne, my Aunt Maria, my Aunt Cynthia. I almost had a whole colony. But I don't know if I was more nervous about them in the audience Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Simon Cowell with a word in this business – can make you or break you. Like, the people will remember what he said for forever. I can't for the life of me figure out why, but they will remember it forever. So it's very nerve-wracking.
That's so true,
Tommy,
man.
Tommy, big Tommy was there with me. He's this old-school street guy, right? Which is perfect. Because you need, like, a little bit of home when you're going through something like that, something so nerve-wracking. And he told me, he goes, take all that nervous energy and give it to the crowd, and they'll give it right back. So I said, okay,
wow.
It's just like as if I were performing. You know, don't think about the cameras. Just think about what's going on. Be present in the moment. And I went out there, and that's what I did. You know, I saw a beautiful blonde supermodel standing in front of me, and I thought, okay, if I don't say something, they're going to start rumors about me in the old neighborhood. So Heidi Klum, how you doing? Right? So it kind of came out.
They're going to start,
like,
rumors.
I'm like, oh, no, it was not. Like, you know.
That was great, man.
The golden buzzer thing went off, and the cannons and the confetti and everything.
Yeah,
scared. Because it was like this loud pop I got for a second.
From the neighborhood, you know, right? That's great. Oh, Sal, you are a piece of work, man. And then my favorite line, we'll let you go, man, but my favorite line when we were down there and you saw me on the drums, I talked about it earlier on the show, and then you saw me with Dr. Nina Radcliffe, the lovely Dr. Radcliffe, and then you looked at me and you said, and I won't use the vernacular that you said, but you went, you're Yoda, man. You are Yoda. I said, that was a great line.
I think the word I used was, wow.
Yeah.
You have that Jedi, you have that Jedi ability. I want to learn from you. What can I learn from you?
Yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you what. And the girls that you hang with, if you listen to Sal Valentinetti from America's Got Talent. But boy, you had the most beautiful people around you. Yeah, and you know what, Sal? You are a beautiful guy. And I got to tell you, shout out to your family for doing so well, bringing you up, for being such a fine young man.
Thank you,
you are.
Man.
Listen, I'll see you out there on the road, Sal. We'll be listening to Sal Valentinetti. You got to Google that and listen to this great, great talent. And I love you, and I'm sending love to your family. And you are welcome on this show anytime, my friend.
You are the man. You know what? Today, I'm sad to say the BQE got the best of me. But one of these days, I'll be with you on Monday for the Columbus Day Parade.
You gonna be there, Sal?
The NYPD was gracious enough to choose me as their grand marshal. I'm honored to walk with the NYPD. I'm honored to represent Italian culture, even if the wife of the mayor of this city chooses not to.
God bless you, man. God bless you.
Mother Cabrini was one of the strongest, and I'll leave you with this, and I never get this way, but
no,
Mother
please.
Cabrini was one of the strongest, most influential women in New York's history. She opened over 60 facilities for the less fortunate, orphanages for children. She doesn't deserve a statue. She deserves a monument in the middle of Central Park if I have to build it myself. And I will, because I'm Italian.
God bless you, Sal Valentinetti. We are sending love to you, Sal. Happy Columbus Day. I'll see you on Monday, my friend. God bless you. Godspeed.
See you Monday.
And thanks.
Love you, brother. Take care.
Take care. Sal Valentinetti right there. What a great guy. Just a warm, wonderful Italian-American and so very, very talented. Hey, Piscopo, in the morning. It's 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 9:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. If you were hoping to slip your feet into shoes filled with holy water, they're all sold out. A New York company made the Nikes, which have been dubbed the Jesus shoe. They not only have holy water straight from the Jordan River and see-through soles, but also a crucifix in the laces, red insoles, and a Bible verse describing Jesus walking on water. The shoes sold for $3,000 a pair were gone within minutes of debuting online. A coin commemorating New Hampshire teacher and astronaut Krista McAuliffe is going to mint. President Trump yesterday signed off on a bill commissioning a silver dollar coin in honor of the astronaut who was killed in the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. Proceeds of the limited edition coin will benefit the FIRST robotics program for students interested in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. In sports, Flyers shut out the Devils 4-0, and tonight the Yankees will find out who they're playing in the ALCS. It's the Bronx Bombers will play either the Astros or Rays. Game one of the best of seven series starts on Saturday. Tampa Bay faces off against Houston tonight to determine the winner of that best of five series. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway eastbound, getting out past Meadowbrook Road. It's an accident blocking a lane there. Traffic is still moving slowly here on the eastbound side of the BQE. As Sal mentioned, the eastbound BQE, that's been tough all morning. Eastbound BQE, bumper-to-bumper traffic, getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. More volume up by the Williamsburg Bridge. FDR Drive South in the 90s. It's a disabled vehicle. And on the Deegan northbound, it's stop and go up by Fordham Road. They're doing construction. Cross Bronx West, heavy traffic getting out toward the GWB. Outbound GWB upper level construction till 2:30 this afternoon. Inbound George Washington Bridge, that's down to 15. Lincoln 20, Holland, a disabled vehicle cleared, but about 40 in from 1 and 9. Over at the Holland, 17 south at Route 4 in Paramus, getting reports of a crash. 28 west in Cranford, it's an accident. And 287 eastbound, still slowing down through White Plains. Partly cloudy today, chance of rain, and it looks like a high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable,
every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, 944. Everyone knows Perillo Tours are the definitive. They're the definitive travel experts. You know that in Italy and Hawaii, serving travelers for some 75 years now. Do you know that they've been around for 75 years? Isn't that wild? What you may not know is Perillo Tours has expanded their fabulous tours to include Spain in 2020. That's right, Spain. CEO Steve Perillo. It seems like there's only Italians on the show. We got Sal, we got Steve, we got Alan, Frank, and Joe. Hey, come on. We're going into Columbus Day. Steve Perillo and his nephew, Devin, they represent the fourth generation of Perillo Tours, and they've been putting together unforgettable excursions to Spain for years now. How does a 12-day tour of Spain sound? Madrid, Cordoba, Granada, Seville, huh? And so much more. You can also add on the optional 4-day Barcelona extension. I actually wear a Barcelona extension. All Perillo Tours contract only 4- and 5-star hotels, all centrally located. You can enjoy a carriage ride in Seville. Hey, take in a passionate flamenco dance show, perhaps sherry tasting in a private art gallery. Participate in a paella cooking class, visit an olive oil factory tour and tasting, all including the famous Perillo Never Lift a Finger promise that you have come to know and love. Call for the new 2020 Spain brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. You can go to your travel agent or visit here, please, perillotours.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 945. Rafael Manguel is a fellow and deputy director of legal policy at the Manhattan Institute. Kind enough to join us this morning. Rafael, welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good, man. You know what? I understand that the last time we spoke, since we spoke to you last, you're a new father. Is that right?
This is correct. I'm a father to a 6-year-old boy.
Hey, God bless you.
Six weeks old boy.
6 weeks? Oh, God bless you, man. That's what it's all about. Hey, know why, Rafael? I wanted to chat with you this morning. I asked Frankie to call you to check in, so thanks for jumping on. You've been very vocal on the issue of criminal justice reform and somewhat critical of the aspects of the First Step Act. And I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, you know, and I had some questions about what the actual results have been. Have we, in fact, let violent felons out of prison because of that, the First Step Act?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know, one of the underlying assumptions of the First Step Act, right, which is that it would be targeted at so-called nonviolent drug offenders. But the problem with this sort of categorization is that not all drug offenders are nonviolent. In fact, a good chunk of drug offenders are actually very violent, especially when you're talking about the sorts of folks that the First Step Act was aimed at, which were, you know, people who were incarcerated pursuant to mandatory minimums, involved in the drug, the crack trade, some of the, you know, kind of early drug wars in the 1990s. And, you know, we're already starting to see, you know, what that looks like. There's a really terrible case out of Rhode Island, a guy named Joel Francisco, who was freed recently pursuant to the First Step Act. He was in federal prison for dealing crack cocaine. Now he had, you know, a prior criminal history. He was, alleged to have been involved with the Latin Kings. And despite the fact that he was on parole recently, he was arrested for a domestic violence issue. That arrest didn't return him to federal prison. And then shortly thereafter, he's alleged to have stabbed a man to death in a hookah bar. So, you know, again, this is just, you know, one of the more recent and certainly not the last illustration of what the reality is. And that reality is that, you know, drug criminals are serious criminals. Our drug war you know, certainly has its flaws, but it needs to be understood the way law enforcement understands it, and that's often as a pretextual attack on violent crime.
Well, I know it was done with good intention by the president, but sure. where do you think the First Step Act went wrong?
Well, I think it was certainly too far-reaching. Again, the idea that you can just categorize people as nonviolent based on the offense for which they're currently serving time is a flawed approach. You know, the other thing is the First Step Act has the potential to be a good, informative, sort of small-scale experiment in public policy. But the First Step Act is not tied to any kind of results, right? I mean, the idea that we should be assessing the risk that some of these prisoners pose to the public is a good one. But there's no sort of accountability mechanism built into the act that says, you know, if we're wrong this amount of the time, we need to roll this back and reformulate. And, you know, this is the danger with reforms that you know, have far-reaching aspects is that, you know, the government is kind of usually just happy to get the reform done, and then people sort of forget about it. You know, but there needs to be a measure, I think, built into things like this so that we can say, like, okay, well, our assumptions here have obviously been wrong, or we need to retool this risk assessment mechanism, or, you know, what have you. Unfortunately, the First Step Act doesn't have any of that.
And before we let you go, Rafael, we appreciate it. Rafael Mangual is a fellow, a deputy director of legal policy at the Manhattan Institute. You talked to your buddy, former Commissioner Bill Bratton, about this, yes?
Yeah. I mean, this is something I know, you know, that he's concerned with. Look, I mean, there are very positive aspects to the criminal justice reform movement, right? It is certainly the case that there is some subset of our prison population who doesn't belong behind bars, and we should be doing what we can to identify who those people are. The problem is, I think, is that this movement has gone crossed over way into the territory of an overcorrection. I think these reforms are going way much further than is necessary to kind of correct the problems, which I think are at the margins and not necessarily at the core of the system as a whole.
Wow. Great chat. Rafael, please come back. We got to follow up on this if you'd be so kind to do that. OK, thanks for taking the time this morning, my friend.
Thank you. I'm more than happy to come back.
And congratulations on the baby, brother. Is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy. Baby Justin.
God bless you, man. Sleeping through the night?
Not at all.
That's right. You've just been up all night. That Rafael Mangual, thank you, my friend. And we'll talk soon,
thank
and
you.
God bless. God bless. 9:51 right now. I see. I'm going to try to grab a couple phone calls if I can when we come back. I see them, but we're going to go to Debbie right now, doing such a great job as she does. Every morning, the goddess of the Gowanus, as Frankie Fiburo says, and she's got traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
And I do appreciate that title. Thank you so much, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the Gowanus. It's another tough morning on the eastbound Gowanus, getting up and out toward the area of the Prospect. More volume up on the BQE, getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. Pretty solid traffic this morning there. FDR Drive south in the 90s. That's a disabled vehicle. It's 20 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Southbound Van Wyck, right at Linden Place. An accident there. Traffic is still moving slowly for you on the Deegan North, getting up toward Fordham Road. Construction delays back by the stadium, so a really tough ride there. Cross Bronx West, bumper to bumper. Bruckner out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Outbound GWB upper level, it's construction. That's the reason for the delay. Inbound GWB, about 20 minutes. Over at the inbound Lincoln, that's 25. Holland Tunnel, about 30 minutes in from the Turnpike, but 40 in from 1 and 9. And over on 78 eastbound, some construction getting out toward exit 17. It's going on until around 3 this afternoon. The right lane is blocked. 17 south of Route 4, a crash over there as well. And 28 west in Cranford, an accident still being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
We all know the power the IRS has, and yes, it's very scary, but do you know this? the IRS has been putting more and more warnings in their letter, such as, we may speak to your neighbor, employer, or others if needed. Are you kidding me? How about this one? Quote, IRS may communicate with other agencies about your case, such as the DOJ, close quote. And how about this one? Quote, if you owe over $50,000, the IRS may restrict or revoke your passport, end of quote. Folks, don't play around when it comes to the IRS, and do not try and deal with them on your own. You'll get creamed. Call the experts you need today. Call my friends at Rush Tax right now. A-plus rated with the BBB, an unheard of zero complaints. If you owe the IRS personally or you're a business behind on your payroll taxes, this is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255, 855-477-2255, or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mainly cloudy, rather windy and cool today. There can be some sprinkles or a shower this morning. Then look for a little more rain later this afternoon, high 59 to 63. Cloudy, windy, and quite cool tonight with intermittent rain, especially early, though 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool. A brief shower or two, mainly in the morning, the high 60. And Saturday, clouds breaking at times for some sun, the high 67. AM 970, the answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling me about Balance of Nature. I got my Balance of Nature right here. I take my second dose of fruits, Balance of Nature. I cannot live without Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. See, I have my little travel bottle with me. You got to check it out. You know what I would suggest if I can, because I love you? If you call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, check out balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer. You'll see and you'll try Balance of Nature, because you know why? If you call or go online right now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, will take off an additional $25 on your first order. Come on. This is a limited time offer, so please don't wait. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That is it. From 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules. That's 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I never, ever, ever get my fruits and vegetables, ever. And I should, unless I'm with Mom and she makes me the broccoli wrap. And then, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I never, ever get enough fruits and vegetables, so I make sure I stay on this Balance of Nature journey that we're on, that Frank is on, and Al is on, and Debbie is on, and we suggest that you do the same exact thing, because it'll just make you feel so much better. People say their skin looks better, they have a lot more energy. You give it a shot. You call 800-246-8751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's 9:56 with Joe. Let me go to Nancy in North Carolina. Oh, polka music, please. Nancy, help me out here. How you doing this morning? Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, Joe, I'm so glad to listen to you every morning because I'm an original Jersey girl.
There you go. Jersey girl. Welcome. Thank you.
I know. I miss New Jersey. I'm going to go this week, but my brother's still there. But I want to tell you that I'm a Trump supporter, and I lived while I was married in Jamaica States, where his parents' house used to be. But and my parents used to play bridge with the Trumps senior. But in the meantime, I don't understand why he wants that job. I mean, everybody knows work is a chore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wouldn't fault him if he went to the microphone and said, you know what? I don't need this job. I got money of my own. Yeah. I got a company. I don't need this job with this aggravation. I walk away. And then where would the country be? It'd be a mess.
You're right.
I don't know why he puts up with it. I wouldn't want that job for another 4 years.
You're right. Nancy, thank you for calling. Thank you for your kind words and calling from North Carolina. And we'll see you. You'll always be a Jersey girl to us. To your point, and Nancy, you're right on the money. I just had this conversation the other day. And I don't know why or how the president, after he accomplished what he accomplished, he took out, 16, 17 people running against him. And then you think he would just go, look, I don't need it, and walk on. I think it's indicative, again, objectively, an objective observation is that he loves the country that much. And he sees, when I tell you things, and I have to find things out on this show, and I ask Frankie Fibros to call people like Gordon Chang, you know, and then and I say that the president, he takes care of the ports, so the Chinese, the communists don't take over the ports. You don't even hear about that. You don't hear about half the things, the deal, this trade deal he just made with Japan. So I think his heart and soul is behind this country, and that's why the president doesn't step away. Five Boroughs, great show. Thank you so much. Al, I love you. Debbie, I love you. Joe Borelli, Josh Gottheimer, Greg Jarrett, Sal the Voice, Valentin Eddy. I love you, man. And we love you for listening. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the United States of America. Make it a great day. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The town of Islip says it's going to crack down on vaping once the state ban on flavored e-cigarettes goes into effect. Town officials met yesterday and announced that once the ban is underway, fire marshals will be doing regular compliance inspections throughout the town. The town code had changed in 2016 to prohibit vape shops from locating near parks, playgrounds, schools, and places of worship. Islip Town Supervisor Angie Carpenter says this was recently upheld in court. Coastal flood watch will be going into effect this afternoon for the Jersey Shore due to the presence of a coastal storm that's lashing the northeast. Rain remains likely. Wind gusts as powerful as 40 miles an hour expected today. As a result, tidal flooding could wash over low-lying areas and roadways near the shore. In sports, Flyers shut out the Devils 4-0.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.